Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. This offer expires Sunday, March 24th. To order yours today, go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president has indicated, and I certainly agree, that getting the cost of living down should be a number one economic priority.
Easter is this weekend, and many Americans will spend an average of close to $200 per person for the holiday.
We're canceling it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We are taking the next step forward in our ongoing efforts to make our subways even safer.
I've experienced stabbings firsthand on the train.
And ensure New Yorkers feel safer.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
We'll be publishing the impact and use policy for electromagnetic weapons detection systems.
If you want to throw down in fisticuffs, fine. I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you, right here.
It's very alarming that crime in the city is getting this bad. Just don't feel safe.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We are sold out of our cheap bastard deal of the day. The Nauset Beach Inn gift certificates, $200 gift certificates for $100. Congratulations to everyone who got one. You're going to, or two, or however many you got. You're going to really enjoy the place. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. The only public lodging on the Cape Cod National Seashore. But if it's too late to get the Nauset Beach Inn gift certificates, but we're coming down to the end of our March sale, Merc Madness sale at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. Merch Madness.
As in merchandise.
As in merchandise. Merch. I have a problem with that word merch. So, okay, Merch Madness sale. So you could get $5 off on any of our T-shirts or my book, Paperboy, which I'm holding up right now for the social media. Paperboy, read all about it. It's my memoirs. And you can get those $5 off if you order now, the T-shirts or the book. And when at checkout, just type in March and you get $5 off. But that expires on Easter Sunday, March 31st, at the end of March. All right, 844-500-4242. Illegal aliens in the news. An illegal alien is accused of raping a 14-year-old girl in Alabama who was mentally incapacitated or physically helpless, according to the sheriff of Coffee County, Alabama, Scott Byrd. Pablo Mendoza, 23, was arrested a couple of days ago by police in Enterprise, Alabama, and charged with first-degree rape. Police allege that he raped a physically helpless or mentally incapacitated 14-year-old girl who could not consent to having sex with him. The sheriff told local media that Mendoza is an illegal alien. ICE officials have placed a detainer on Mendoza so that he will be turned over to their custody for deportation if he is released from the Coffee County custody at any time. He remains in jail without bond. So if he were in Massachusetts, they'd cut him loose. They'd cut him loose. If he was in the courthouse, go out the back door. Senior, you're a newcomer. Go back to a gateway city. 844-500-4242. Maybe you could find a place to squat in. I don't think it would work too well in Coffee County, Alabama. Let me go back to this story, this editorial in the Wall Street Journal about what the problem is here with the squatters. The problem is that most places have laws that give squatters rights after 30 days. Those are some laws that need to be taken off the books. Immediatamente. That's Spanish lingo for immediately. If they claim to be tenants, the homeowner usually has to get a court order to evict them, which can take weeks. Until then, cops can't do anything because squatting is a civil matter. And this is a quote from a guy who's David Howard, who's the chief executive officer of the National Rental Home Council, NRHC. That must be a hell of a job about now. Probably used to be a good job. You know, you didn't have that much pressure, and you just collected the money and put out the annual report. Now you've got all these squatter reports coming in. Squatting in years past was something that generally took place when homes were abandoned or simply ignored or uncared for. Squatters were typically individuals that were literally in need of shelter from the storm. What we're seeing now is intentional acts of trespassing by people who know how to game the system, unquote. Some states are wising up, and fortunately, I'm in one of them, Florida. On Wednesday, Governor Ron DeSantis signed bipartisan legislation to let police boot squatters immediately and apply criminal penalties for anyone presenting a fake lease or doing more than $1,000 in damages. On Tuesday, the Georgia legislature approved a bill criminalizing squatting. A Long Island state assemblyman has introduced anti-squatting legislation in New York. Good luck, Long Island assemblyman. I have more confidence in the legislature in Georgia. Numbers are hard to come by, but in a survey taken last fall of its members who own single-family rental homes, the National Rental Home Council found about 1,200 homes taken over by squatters in Atlanta. 1,200 homes in Atlanta alone. 475 in Dallas-Fort Worth and 125 in Orange County, Florida. That's Orlando. The squatters are manipulating the legal system to abuse a fundamental right to property. A legal system that is time-consuming and expensive works against actual homeowners. They can't get the squatters out or prevent them from inflicting costly damage. Without the power to remove people squatting in their homes, property rights become meaningless. Isn't that the goal? Isn't that part of the fundamental transformation of America? You will have nothing, and you will like it. More and more states should look to ban squatters so illegal aliens don't think they can cross the border and take up residence in your home while you're visiting the relatives. Man, that is really scary. So New York is, they're putting out, like, you know, basically public service announcement telling people how to try to fight this. Here's one from a local TV station in New York. Cut 9.
What else can you do?
You can do this, Bill. Look, this was $3.47 at Home Depot. It is a no trespassing sign. You can put this up in your front door, on your property line, somewhere where you can see it from the street. But this is the catch. Take a time-stamped picture of the sign. Most iPhones do this automatically.
Yeah.
Because what you want to prove to police is that the sign was up before the squatters moved in. You know what I mean? So you have to show that time and date stamp. That's also why video security is so important.
Yeah.
You can show they broke in, entered illegally, and then you have helped take away their squatter rights.
And we've heard from homeowners who use the sign with the camera to get out squatters. So we know it works.
Yeah. Look, a lot of people have second homes. They've got property. Maybe they've inherited something that's not really right in the town or neighborhood where they live. All of this makes a difference.
Yeah, and that's when you should ask friends and family, hey, cruise by my house, you know, take a look, see if there's a car in the driveway, light on or off. And if you see something, don't tell them to confront the people inside, because as Dan's camera saw, that can get really dicey.
You know, I hope this is good advice, but, you know, if somebody's broken into your house and, you know, a friend or a family member drives by and then calls the police and says, can you do something? I mean, aren't the chances pretty good the cops are going to say, oh, I can't do anything. Those are illegal aliens. I can't do anything about them. I mean, a lot of these cities now are so overwhelmed with crime and the fact that all the cops are leaving and nobody wants to be a cop anymore. Can you blame them? That they're not even responding to property crimes. And this is a property crime. 857, isn't squatting a trespassing? Isn't trespassing a crime? There are people that have been in jail since January of 2021 for trespass. What amounts to trespassing? They call it insurrection, or they call it violating government property, but it's trespassing. Yeah, but they're not illegal aliens. 603, I don't understand this. Wouldn't it be breaking and entering if these people are just getting into people's homes that they already own? It just doesn't make any sense to me. It's Biden's America. Of course it doesn't make any sense. What does make sense in Biden's America? 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls on squatting when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. We'll be right back. He's Howie Carr, and he's back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is Sam Bankman-Fried just got 25 years in federal prison for stealing $8 billion. How would you describe that sentence? Too harsh, about right, or should have gotten what Bernie Madoff got? Life.
Should have gotten what Bernie Madoff got.
85% say life, 13% say it's just about right, 2% say it's too harsh.
All right. 844-500-4242. 508, we had to lock down during COVID, now lock down to avoid squatters. Things have gotten out of control very quickly, haven't they? 978, yes, trespassing is a crime, and so isn't coming into the U.S. illegally. They do not respect or give a bleep about our laws, especially when our laws aren't enforced. 339, while Congress is in recess, can we squat in the people's house while it's empty? Not if you're wearing a red MAGA hat, you can't. 617, does the no trespassing sign have to be in Espanol or Haitian Creole? These are all good questions. Travis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Travis.
How you doing, Howie? Longtime listener.
Thank you.
I'm up here in Maine, and, you're speaking about squatters' rights. I just got out of work here, the voice I turn on, and up here in Maine, the police don't even have the right to go and retrieve property in which you own legally. They just expect you to take this person to court, but the court funds and it's difficult to pay for court and have the time while
right.
You're working a full-time job.
You don't know that you're going to get a proper decision under the law. The judge is in all likelihood a nut, a moonbat.
Exactly. They might get squatter's rights on my vehicle that I own. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. You just have to make your home invasion proof, and you just have to totally watch out for it. I mean, this is crazy, though. I mean, this is why you have title insurance. You have to buy title insurance, although Biden is talking about doing away with that, so that no one can come and claim that they own your property. That's a whole industry, title insurance. When you sell or when you buy property. Piece of real estate, and now they're just letting these people come in there, and not just the illegal aliens, but this is going to be an illegal alien problem, like most problems increasingly are illegal alien problems when involving crime or societal dysfunction, and they just come in, and that's an amazing editorial in the Wall Street Journal saying this guy from Venezuela, Moreno, is right, basically. That you do have a right to just come in to the country and grab a house. 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
How you doing, Howie? First-time caller, long-time listening. I was listening to Gracie's show earlier, and Aaron was filling in. A woman called in with really good advice because she dealt with it. She says just get no trespassing signs. If you have a vacant property you're not doing anything with or however, even your own property, the one you live in, she said get no, you know, pay the $3-4 for the no trespassing signs.
Right. No, we played that cut just now. Yeah.
Oh, did you? I missed it. Oh, okay. So, but yeah, you take a picture of it, date it, and this way here, that's what you need. See, as long as you got that, I mean, that's pretty sad if you think about it.
Yeah. You know, Mark, though, I don't have any confidence in the judges. I mean, the cops are overwhelmed, and I don't blame the cops for not wanting to get involved and just saying it. This is a civil matter. It's not a matter for the law enforcement. But once it gets into court, I just have zero confidence. Look at all the murderers that are out on the street. Again, we talked about it earlier in the day. 41 murderers have been released, cop killers have been released in New York over the last 4 or 5 years. We heard from the sister of a Boston cop who was gunned down in a police station, Area A, downtown. And it was the second person that this guy had killed. He got out after 15 years, and now he just tried to run over two cops, allegedly, in Rhode Island. If they're not interested in keeping murderers behind bars, what are they going to do with squatters? And by the way, with these judges, what makes them think that the squatters aren't going to come into their house? They probably got better houses than most of the people in the court that have had their homes taken away by these illegal alien squatters from the third world. You know, what happens when they decide to move up in the world and steal a rich person's home in the suburbs? What are they going to do then? Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, a lot of this problem comes from Biden's open borders, but the idea of squatters' rights for abandoned or unused property goes back hundreds of years. So this all can't be laid at his feet, although the problems we're experiencing today probably can. But
Steve, we never had this problem before. It was an extremely isolated incident when you had a squatting story that turned up in the papers or in court.
Well, not entirely, Howie, because Massachusetts has had such a tenants' rights state, which is similar to squatting, that it's almost impossible to get someone out of your rental.
That's why I am no longer a landlord. But I mean, theoretically, most of the people that are in housing court and getting these continuances and not being evicted, they initially came in and they paid a month's deposit in advance and security deposit and all that, and then they became deadbeats. I mean, this is a new phenomenon. This is something that very seldom happened in the past, According to this Wall Street Journal story, quoting the National Rental Home Council, 1,200 homes taken over by squatters in Atlanta, 475 in Dallas-Fort Worth, and 125 in Orlando. I mean, that is out of bleeping control.
Howie, I agree with you, but those all can't be taken over by illegal aliens. A lot of Americans must be doing that, too.
Yeah, it's gotten, as Biden would say, exponentially worse under his watch. Thank you, Joe. He's raising $25 million tonight. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. What a mess this is. The betting, they bet on everything now on these games, and so there's an investigation of an NBA player, a real scrub, that maybe he's taking himself out of games And I don't know if they, you know, but he's been put on the unable to play list. And now it turns out UNC is playing tonight, my alma mater, and there's a good player on the team, Armando Bacot. And he had a good game, his most recent game, the previous game. But apparently he didn't come up with the number of rebounds that was the over-under. And he said he got over 100 direct DMs, direct messages, calling him, saying he sucked and how horrible he was and accusing him of throwing the game. And he's going, I thought he had a pretty good game. But I got like one less rebound, and they're screaming and yelling at me. And he was taking it pretty well. They have a senior team. They seem to have a pretty good attitude across the board. But I mean, can you imagine that? It's almost enough to make you agree with Charlie Parker for once when he's saying they got to stop letting them do these bets on these games because these people are going crazy.
I've noted people have taken sports a lot more seriously in the past few years, and it's driven me not to watch them really anymore. I can't take it.
Yeah, I mean this guy was again, he's a senior and he's been around, and he was kind of like chuckling about it, but I mean it could get pretty nasty out there at some point, you know.
Even just inviting people over the house, they just get way too into the game because they've got so much riding on it. Where if I'm watching, like, the Super Bowl, for instance, even if the Patriots aren't in it, I just like a good football game. I don't care which side wins. I just like seeing some good plays. But people get way too serious about it.
Yeah. And they're betting on all these off things, you know, like the number of rebounds or the points or who scores first in the second half or something like that.
How long the national anthem is going to go on for?
Yeah. I don't know. It's... what could possibly go wrong? Another vice legalized, and it's somehow not working out as well as they thought. They just, oh, we're going to get a lot of extra revenue for the state. And guess what the revenue is going for the illegal alien flop houses. 844-500-4242. Are the basketball players that are cheating Democrats? I don't think anyone's cheating at the college level that we know of, but there's this one guy in the NBA. He's making, they said, I read that he was making $415,000, which has got to be close to minimum wage in the NBA. And he doesn't average many points, but he's gone out a couple of times with, you know, oh, I got a headache, so he leaves the game. I don't know how much he could throw, but they're very suspicious of this guy. 844-500-4242. Robert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
So, anyway, years ago, I'm in construction, and there's a bunch of guys with pickup trucks, and we had this idea of domestic extractions because this guy called up, and this girl said, get out of the house. And the police were there and everything. We got the couch. We got the TV. We got, like, all the guy's stuff. We loaded up in the trucks and left with the police, you know, looking over it so there's not a problem. Well, you know, she was obviously sorry because all the stuff that was in the house was all his stuff. So when I was listening to the show today, I thought it was just so funny. It was like, oh, my gosh, it's like a new company. It's not domestic extractions. It's illegal extractions.
I know. It's, again, these... they always say, you know, such and such a thing is a first world problem. You know, like too many SUVs coming into the pre-K center to drop off the little tow-headed kids. That's a first world problem. Squatters is not a first world problem. Squatters is a third world problem. I'm sorry, Steve from Cambridge, but it never was. I mean, again, there were isolated cases. You know, there was a lake where everybody had summer cabins, and some bum would break in and live there all winter in one place. But it wasn't this endemic problem that it is in some of these urban areas now. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242-508. Where's Kennesaw Mountain Landis when you need him? He was the baseball commissioner after the Black Sox scandals. I was at the BC race fixing scandal. I covered a little bit of that in Brooklyn Federal Court. I ran into the real Goodfellas, Robert De Niro character. I saw him in court when he was sentenced. They had this guy Rick Kuhn was his name. He was another scrub from BC, and he was throwing these games for the Goodfellas crew there. It's in the movie. And the judge brought him in and started screaming and yelling at him. And the judge was black, and Kuhn was white, and it gave him 9 years. 9 years. I mean, this guy maybe averaged like 5 to 7 points a game. I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't know what he could have done, how much he could have done damage wise, but the judge was really in a sentencing mood. 844-500-4242. Victor, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Victor.
Howie, always a pleasure, man.
Thanks.
Listen, when I was down in Danbury, and Raymond Patriarca said to me, "Well, these famous guys, they don't do too good down here." And this Sam Bankman-Fried, being as famous as he is, will never make it out of a 25-year sentence. Impossible. And you know what? I don't shed one tear for the guy. Politically corrupt, like his parents were politically corrupt.
Right.
Living off the taxpayers. I hope he rots in hell.
But, Victor, don't you think they're going to put him in one of the medical facilities?
He better hope they do, because his parents won't get a wink of sleep, and they better not. They better be worrying about him, because every minute, these people, he's world famous. That is such a medal for that inmate to wear, that he took out that world famous.
Look at Whitey Bulger, right?
Yep. They kept him sheltered for a while, but finally they got him in Buckner.
Is it really a claim to fame to take out a vegan?
Yeah, but he's famous. That's the point, Taylor. It's any kind of fame, isn't it?
I get that kind of culture, but I really wouldn't be too proud of being able to overpower some soy boy.
Hey, he's not a vegan anymore.
Plus, Victor, he strikes me as a real jerk. Doesn't he, you?
Absolutely.
I mean, the judge even mentioned that he doesn't seem to have any remorse. The prosecutors, who are all Democrats in that district, they all mentioned he has zero remorse.
He is better than all of us, and he wants us to know that he's better than all of us. And his parents have taught him, because they're politically connected,
right,
that they look down their noses at us, and that guy is going to learn that there's a real world out there, and he's got a number to prove it. It's a BOP number.
That's why I always list the BOP numbers. I put it in my column yesterday that people, Charlie Parker's had his picture taken with Jaisal Correa and David Nangle, the ex-rep from Lowell, speaking of gambling. But, this guy, Samuel Bankman-Fried, number one, he's got the hyphenated name. That's not 100% sign, but it's a leading indicator of someone being a jerk. And he was raised on the campus of Stanford University. On the campus. That's like being raised in Harvard Yard. He went to MIT. There's another strike against him. He ran around with this woman from Newton North High School who went to Stanford University, whose father works with taught at MIT with the head of the SEC under Biden. There's more strikes against him. He gave $70 million to the Democrats in 2022. How many more strikes do you want against him? 844-500-4242. Sean, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sean.
Howie, how are you?
Good.
Just want to get your thoughts on the budget cuts to Boston Public Schools because they're not getting federal aid with all the talks of the illegal immigrants. Now, Moore is talking about allocating $840 million for that issue.
It's like, where's she getting this money, by the way, Sean? She's just coming up with this money out of thin air.
Exactly. People got to look and start realizing, like, you guys are going to start seeing the effects pretty soon.
Yeah. Michelle Wu was looking for an emergency increase in the property tax rate, the commercial property tax rates. And at the same time, she's looking for an increase. There was a place on property. I just read about it today on Arch Street, 101 Arch Street. I'm looking it up right now. In 2005, 101 Arch Street Tower sold for $121.7 million. You know what they just sold it for, Sean? 2005, $122 million, round it off. It resold for $78 million. So how are they going to get more? If it's down in value over 17 years, 35-40%, how are they going to get more money out of the taxes for it?
Exactly. The first thing I saw about that BPS budget cuts this morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is too coincidental with all this influx.
Yeah, even the Globe. I'm looking at the headline in the Globe. As office market struggles, Wu moves to hike commercial tax rates in bid to bolster city budget. How's that going to work out? You know, back in the 30s, you read the biography of James Michael Curley, who was the mayor. The Depression really crushed Boston, and all the office buildings, like now, were empty. Do you know how the landlords, in some cases, dealt with the fact that they couldn't rent the property and they were paying too much in property taxes? You know what they did, Taylor? If they had a five-story building, they brought in the cranes and knocked down two of the two top floors. They made it a three-story building to reduce their tax burden. Are we heading in that direction? I don't know what it would be exactly, but are we headed there?
Do my chickens count as livestock? Like Nashon Island cows?
844-500-4242, 781. SBF funneled millions to Democrat campaigns. He'll do very little prison time. By the way, speaking of people who are going to need pardons, Hunter Biden has been spotted around the hotel where his dad, the big guy, is staying in New York as he awaits his moment of glory tonight at Radio City Music Hall with Barack and Bill Clinton. 844-500-4242. A lot of good stuff available on the streets of New York City. Some of it's cut, though, Hunter. Be very careful. I'm Howie Carr.
Looking for the perfect gift for the Howie Carr fan in your life? Or maybe you're looking for a great deal on a local restaurant or entertainment venue?
We've got them all.
Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click store.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
844-500-4242. 919. Hunter doesn't have to worry, Howie. FBI drug lab will check his stuff to make sure it's good. You mean like they used to check JFK's stash from Dr. Feelgood when RFK, the attorney general, would bring it over to, I don't know if it was the National Institutes of Health or whatever it was called back then. Anyway, there are all these illegal alien hotels, and a lot of the illegal aliens now have cars because they get so much welfare money in addition to all their free room and board and everything else that they have plenty of money to buy cars. So they're buying these vehicles. So one of the flop houses is the former Holiday Inn in Marlboro. This is from Channel 7. Police are investigating a crash in Marlboro on Thursday today. that sent a man to a hospital and left a hotel that is housing illegal aliens damaged. Crews responding to a reported crash at the former Holiday Inn off Route 20 found an SUV that jumped the curb and crashed into a room on the first floor, sending a man at a desk down onto the ground. He declined medical treatment. The driver, I'm assuming this is an illegal alien. Well, they don't have jobs. It's Holy Thursday, right? So the driver that struck the building was taken to the hospital to be treated for undisclosed injuries. I mean, look at the, they really smashed the hell out of this thing. I'll tweet it out. I think we're going to have more on this story as time goes on, but I'll just tweet it out right now. Man, what a mess. 844-500-4242. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
How you doing, Howie? Thank you for having me on.
Thanks.
You know, our judicial system used to be the crown jewel of the planet we live on. But it seems like our whole country is targeted for destruction. And I believe these international elites are behind a lot of it, like the WEF, George Soros, and our elections and these politicians who are extremely corrupt. If they're so open about how George Soros backed AGs or George Soros backed candidates, isn't that messing with our judicial system and our government, our way of life, our culture?
Well, I think he's an American citizen now. That's the whole thing. You know, the thing is, I think about this. Bob Dylan wrote the song, Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues, and he's talking about life in Tijuana, and he says, the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. I mean, that's the world we live in now, you know? The cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. And, I mean, even if the cops want to help, there's only so much they can do. Their hands are tied by the politicians, the Democrats, and the corrupt judges, and the whole system. 617, Bankman-Fried has mentioned that Mendoza, Lompak, or Herlong have been mentioned in California. Yeah, they're thinking about sending him out to California so he can be close to his parents. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.